Welcome to The Refresh from Insider, presented by WebEx by Cisco. I'm Rebecca Ibarra.
And I'm Dave Smith. It's Tuesday, June 14th, and we're bringing you real-time news. Fresh like live radio, but on demand like podcasts.
Here's the latest. Alexei Navalny, Putin's strongest critic, is missing. The imprisoned opposition leader keeps getting hit with more charges and more time added to convictions he says are retaliation for his criticism of Putin. He was supposed to be transferred to a new maximum security prison, and now his allies say they can't find him. That's worrisome because many believe the Kremlin was behind a poisoning that almost killed him 2 years ago.
Serena Williams is back. An Instagram post from the Grand Slam champ seems to confirm she'll play Wimbledon just a year after an injury on that famous grass court forced her to take time off. The 40-year-old's ranking had fallen to 1,208, but she got in on a wild card. She's won Wimbledon 7 times, and play begins later this month.
The Wall Street sell-off moderated today following yesterday's meltdown that pushed the S&P 500 into bear market territory. The Dow and S&P finished the day down after a brief morning rally, although the Nasdaq closed slightly up. Cryptocurrencies also lost ground again, with Bitcoin hovering at around a third of its peak value in November. Everyone's jittery about an expected Fed move tomorrow to boost interest rates at a whopping 75 basis points, or, you know, in plain English, 0.75%.
Coinbase, the cryptocurrency exchange, is cutting about 18% of its full-time employees, which means layoffs for about 1,100 people. CEO Brian Armstrong says the company grew too quickly during a bull market and worries about a recession. The news comes after a particularly down day for crypto stocks on Monday.
2 weeks after K-pop megastars BTS appeared at the White House, the group has announced it's taking a break. They've been together 9 years and say they need time off to mature and grow as individual artists, something they say is impossible with the pressures of the K-pop industry.
We're updating the Refresh from Insider throughout the day with the latest headlines, so be sure to check back often. And we'd love to hear from you. Tell us what you love, or don't, about the show. Email us at therefresh@insider.com. Coming up, as we rethink so much of how we work, Carrie Donahue talks with one writer who's been looking into ways to get rid of managers. All of them.
The changing world of hybrid work offers new possibilities. WebEx enables them with an open platform and many integrated partners like Calendly, Gong, and HubSpot. Powerful partnerships power hybrid work. Visit apphub.webex.com. WebEx, working for everyone. Japan's parliament just passed a controversial new law that could lead to a year in prison for people found guilty of insulting someone on the internet. It follows the high-profile death of a reality TV star who died by suicide after being harassed online for weeks. Critics say there's nothing in the legislation that defines what an online insult is, though, and it could have chilling effects on free speech.
Russia has added a new opponent to its list of enemies, Wikipedia. The Kremlin is pissed that Wikipedia has pages of detailed information, in Russian no less, about the invasion of Ukraine. So a Moscow court ordered Wikipedia to remove the information, and it fined the site nearly $90,000 when it refused. Now the Wikimedia Foundation, which owns Wikipedia, is filing an appeal.
U.S. airspace is about to get a little more clogged, at least above one town in California. That's because Amazon says it will start making deliveries via drone later this year in Lockford, which is about 40 miles south of Sacramento. Amazon joins the likes of Walmart and Alphabet, which already do limited drone deliveries. The packages will be dropped into the backyards of customers. But what happens if you live in an apartment?
No geysers or bison for a while, my dear travelers. Yellowstone National Park has closed all of its entrances indefinitely due to severe flooding. Some visitors already there are being evacuated as well. The flooding caused by recent rain and a heavy snowpack has washed out a bridge and knocked out electricity throughout the park.
Amber Heard has given her first TV interview since essentially losing against Johnny Depp in a weeks-long defamation trial, where she was relentlessly mocked online and faced dozens of Depp fans in and outside the courtroom every day.
This was the most humiliating and horrible thing I've ever been through.
Heard sat down with NBC News' Savannah Guthrie and talked about how much this trial played out on social media, hardly ever in her favor.
And the jury is not immune to that.
You think the jury saw it?
How could they not? I think even the most well-intentioned juror, it would have been impossible to avoid this.
Hold my bag, bitch. Hold my bag. Do you see this shit? Hold me back. I'm about to...
You hear that? That's Lizzo's newest single, Girls, from her upcoming album, Special. Those lyrics are slightly different today than they were. It used to say, do you see this shit? I'm a spaz. Fans called out that word as ableist, like spaz, short for spastic, uncontrollable body movements. Lizzo says she didn't mean to be hurtful and made the change. And now, here's Carrie Donahue.
Imagine a workplace without managers, where the hierarchy is flattened, where the hall monitoring of middle managers is out, replaced by employees working in small teams full of autonomy and ownership. It sounds really exciting, right? Well, writer Molly Lipson says the pandemic changed a lot of things about the workplace, and maybe next up, getting rid of managers, all of them.
Often managers, they form part of this bottleneck structure, which slows things down, kind of personal relationships or the sort of language that you use to have to address somebody who's supposedly above you in the hierarchy and things like that. And it kind of creates this slightly strange mechanism within this company that we don't really necessarily see in the outside world. So you don't really talk to people in that way outside of your workplace. And for a lot of people, that can feel really unnatural and really prohibiting for progress.
You were writing about a particular type of organizational structure where the hierarchy is replaced with sort of these small, flat, interconnected teams. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
The way that it's used in corporations and corporate structures is called holacracy. It was started up as a bit of a dream by two of those very people who looked to remove managers there in their own company and sort of built this company in and of itself called Holacracy One. A flattened structure within a sort of corporate mechanism. The idea instead is that departments, they work horizontally rather than vertically. So they kind of sit next to each other in overlapping circles. And this is actually something that can be mapped out visually. So if you imagine sort of a traditional structure would be like a pyramid, you know, if you imagine someone like Amazon, for example, you'd have the sort of drivers probably right at the bottom of that pyramid and then Jeff Bezos right at the top. The idea of holacracy is to sort of squish that pyramid and turn them into circles. So Jeff Bezos would be as important to the company as the delivery driver in, say, somewhere like India. Each person has a list of responsibilities and accountabilities. And as long as a member of staff is kind of meeting those criteria, it doesn't matter necessarily how they do that, but it's up to them to kind of make that work structure happen from governance down.
I feel like people are biologically almost determined to seek hierarchy in kind of any social group. Like if you have more than two or three people, there's somebody who kind of emerges as the leader and someone else who's ready to follow that. I feel like, do you think this goes kind of against human nature, or how do we overcome that sort of sense of seeking a hierarchy that's kind of innate to us?
Yeah. So another really interesting point that I was almost sort of forced to think about quite a lot with this piece, that hierarchy is something that we actually need in order to continue making profit in the way that we currently make it, which is in quite exploitative ways and relies on racial, class and gender hierarchies, to name a few. So my understanding is that it's actually not human nature to need hierarchies of the kind that we are really used to. So power hierarchies, hierarchies of authority, for example. I think that hierarchies can come through in other ways. So hierarchy of experience. Through my research, my interviews, what I found is that the companies where it hasn't worked well, it's been more due to a sort of unwillingness to unlearn these hierarchies that we're so used to because they're everywhere, right? We can't really escape them because, you know, we live in a society that is that is hierarchical in every way, whether it's in the family, in education, in the workplace. I think that where it hasn't worked has been more due to a lack of being able to or being willing to truly unlearn that.
Thank you so much, Molly.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been great.
Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show.
You can also just tell your smart speaker to play The Refresh from Insider podcast. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. Talk to you soon.